kilogram. Now, by 1954, DDT had been identified as a persistent chemical in the environment, one that biomagnified, and Rachel Carson then wrote her famous book, The Silent Spring, which focused attention onto the American robins and how their populations were being decimated by the build-up of DDT in the environment, which was working its way through the food chain, finally to robins, where the eggs were so fragile that when the robin sat on them, the eggs were crushed, and so there was no recruitment from generation to generation. So DDT then was banned in places like Sweden quite early on, US a little while later, and Australia decades later again. Now the farming industry in Australia has got enormous political power, even now, like I was reading about some termites, which are pretty resistant to most of the modern sort of insecticides that are out there. And the farming lobby have still allowed these sort of organochlorine compounds to be used for termites, simply because they're saying, well, there's really nothing else that does the job, so just keep it on the market. So the amounts used there in Australia were pretty decent in terms of thousands of tonnes per year back in the late 60s. Once people started phasing this material out, then Australia did follow suit in terms of practice, but a complete ban then occurred a long time after everybody else